Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We bring the show to you to educate you each week about a different injury subject, different insurance subjects, how to protect yourself, what to do in advance, what to do at the scene. We've done a lot of podcasts, a lot of shows on different injury subjects, and we're glad to do it. We try to give you the information so that you have an equal playing field with the insurance company. You've got to know what is happening. You've got to know your rights because they do. Let's face it, they do. They do this job every day. They do many, many car accident evaluations every day. What do? You have a car accident once in a while, maybe once in your life, maybe twice in your life. This is not an ordinary day for you. It is an ordinary day for the insurance company and the adjusters. And so we try to bring the show to you to give you information, to empower you, to help you protect you and your family. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and you can listen to our podcast. You can listen to the show once it's placed on the website. We also have a feature there called Meeting by Accident. And if you click on Meeting by Accident, it'll give you the answers to the most commonly asked questions people ask when they're involved in a motor vehicle accident. And by the way, we've done shows on trucking accidents, hit and runs, but I want to talk about trucking accidents before we get into today's subject. Trucking accidents are a different breed, a different animal. They have their own special rules and regulations. They're called the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations. We just call them the Federal Safety Rules. They have to be complied with by these truck companies. And if you want to find out more about that, just go to our website. And by the way, Brad and I have written a new book. It's called Don't Get Hurt Twice in the Same Accident, Once in the Accident, and Again on the Insurance Claim. If you go to our website, you can get it free. You can download it free. And so we do it for you. It gives you a lot of information. It's an information-loaded book. Okay, today we're talking about myths in insurance coverage. And we're going to, last week we did it, and this is our follow-up program to cover some areas that we couldn't cover before. But one of the ones, Brad, that we always hear in this area is, well, I'm in an accident, I'm injured, so the insurance company is going to pay me for my wages because I missed work.
Well, they might eventually, but they're only going to pay after the fact. They're going to pay a long time after the fact, once everything's being resolved. After they've determined what your injuries are and what's gone on with your injuries, then they're going to put you and your employer through all sorts of hoops to prove how much you would have made, how much you did make, whether or not you really would have made any money, whether or not that you used any benefits that would have not otherwise been reimbursable, whether or not your employer did you any favors, because if your employer does you favors, then the insurance company is not going to reimburse you or your employer. So, you know, the idea that they're just going to pay the wages, they're certainly not going to pay them as you go. So you can't expect to be collecting the money and your wages when you're off each week or each couple weeks or every month. The insurance company is just not going to do it.
Right. It becomes a big problem for people who cannot work. People come into our office all the time. Some of them say, you know, I can only work part-time. My doctor put me on restrictions. My employer doesn't have a job for me. What am I going to do? Isn't the insurance company for the at-fault party? Aren't they going to pay me? Aren't they going to be fair to me? Aren't they going to take care of me? They're the ones that put me in the position where I can't work and I need to get paid. And the answer is that's part of your claim, but the answer is also they get paid at the end. Like Brad said, they don't pay your wages as you go. So you've got to make sure that you protect yourself at the very beginning. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Also, if you want to call us, our telephone number is 303-795-5900. And in the mountains, it's 970-870-8989, or go to championsofthepeople.com. Okay, we're talking about myths. What do you think is true? What do you think is fact? What do you think is false? How does it really, really work? And that's what we're going to do. We're going to follow up this show and bring you some more examples. So the other one is, another myth is, well, I was injured in this accident, and so the insurance company for the at-fault party, they know all about injuries. They know all about damages. They know what the law says I'm supposed to be paid. They know all about losses. So they're just going to pay me for my injuries, my damages, and losses. They're going to be fair, so I can just leave it up to them to get a fair amount.
Yeah, if you leave it up to them, you're not going to get much, and you're certainly not going to get a fair amount. They're going to give you the minimum they can. If you leave it up to them, you may get nothing. because a lot of times they're not going to process things for you. If you don't ask for it, if you don't pursue it, if you don't demand it, if you don't send out the letters, if you don't get somebody to help you with it, they're going to ignore you, or they're going to act like you go away, or they're going to move on to the next claim. That one's going to sit there until the statute is run. When the time period's run for any rights you may have, they're going to walk away from it and figure it's done. And so if you sit on those rights and just wait for them to act, it's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. And if you think that they're just going to pay you a fair amount, you are seriously, seriously mistaken. If you think they're going to pay you any amount, sometimes they don't pay any amount. Sometimes you file a claim with the insurance company for the at-fault party. They've got, let's say, $100,000 of coverage or $200,000 of coverage or $250,000 of coverage. You think your injuries are serious enough. You've been told by your doctor you have a concussion. You've been told by your doctor you need neck surgery. You've been told by your doctor this is going to cost a lot of money. So you think they're just going to pay you. But they're not going to pay you. Because, you know, we've done other cases, other shows on surveillance and ways they try to beat you down and try to mitigate and reduce your payment. But, you know, Brad, just because you've got neck surgery, just because you've got a concussion, just because you've got a head injury, and just because they've got insurance limits that are high or higher than normal, that doesn't mean they're just going to automatically pay anything.
No, it doesn't mean they're going to automatically pay anything. As a matter of fact, once again, they're going to make you go through your paces. Now, what's going to happen is a lot of times at the beginning of the accident, they're going to jump right on it to talk to you. They're going to jump right on it to discuss what your rights are, what they want you to know about your rights. They're going to jump right on it to get all sorts of information from you. They're going to jump right on it to get what they can to help themselves. And then they may make a speedy, quick offer, which is a low ball offer that they hope you're going to take. And if you say no, then they're just going to wait you out. They're going to make you then go through the process. Is it worth it? Probably yes. You should go through the process, but they're going to make you do it because if they can't slam something down right away on you, then they just hope you just go away.
Right, exactly. And, you know, you're dealing with the first insurance adjuster. We've done shows on what you should understand and know about the first call you make to these adjusters. These adjusters are highly trained. They're knowledgeable. Their company trains them. They're trained in medicine by doctors. They're trained in law by lawyers. They've got their own doctors, sometimes just down the hall, sometimes on staff, sometimes in educational materials. They got their own attorneys, sometimes full-time attorneys right down the hall. Who do you have? Who do you have on your side that's going to help you guide you through this navigational insurance maze and navigate this maze? And you've got to understand this is a one-time event for you or a very infrequent event for you, and it's a very frequent, ordinary day for the insurance company, so they're going to train their adjusters, the same ones that are going to talk to you. But, Brad, one of my favorites is a myth. You know, if I talk to this insurance adjuster for the at-fault party and they have all the dollar authority I'm never going to need. I mean, I don't need to talk to anybody else. There doesn't need to be a different adjuster because this adjuster who won't tell you what their dollar authority is going to be fair to me, and they've got all the dollar authority, so I don't need to worry about anything.
Now, a lot of times the adjuster doesn't have enough money to pay your claim and doesn't have the authority to spend that kind of money. He's going to have to go to somebody else. The idea you need to do is start planting in the minds of the adjuster when you start talking to him that this case has value, that your case is worth something, and that they want to be able to get the people involved above them. Adjusters that have certain limits really aren't that excited about having to go to somebody else for more limits if the case has initially been valued by the insurance company being something within that particular adjuster's authority. All of a sudden now it's outside their authority. That's going to all of a sudden start causing a lot more paperwork. It's got to have a lot of verifications. People are wondering, how did we miss it? What did we miss? What happened? And it may be because enough information wasn't given to them right up front. Things weren't told to them.
Right. And we're not advocating that you don't give them any information. We are advocating and trying to teach you it's the way you give the information and the appropriate information. What they want is all the information. So let's get into another myth. So they say to you, the insurance adjuster for the at-fault party, the one that you can't hit you and you can't work, the one that hits you and you got medical bills and ongoing treatment, pain, and changed your life and turned your life upside down, that insurance adjuster is who we're talking about. So you're talking to that insurance adjuster, and so they say to you, well, we can't adjust your claim. We can't help you until you sign our papers, so we're going to send you a questionnaire, some papers, a quote, few forms, end quote, and if you sign and return them to us, then we can help you. And usually the forms they send you are what we preach against. And usually the forms they send you are going to be the wrong ones to get wrong and improper information from you.
Correct. You want to send them the correct information. You want to make sure when you're giving the information, you're giving them correct information. So the first step is to send them the correct information. That's the information related to the accident, related to your injuries from the accident, related to your medical bills from the accident, related to everything that stems from the accident. That's something you want to gather together and be ready to present to them. If it's going to be your own narrative, your own statements, your own comments, then you want to be careful. You want to be very careful about how you phrase things, because they're looking for things that might incriminate you, things they can use against you. So you've got to make sure you're paying attention to what you're sending them. When they start sending you their forms or they want things outside of those basic information, they want additional information, they're strictly not entitled to it, simply not entitled to it. Now, you might also have to send them maybe information concerning what your lost income is. But if you're on an hourly rate and you get paid for 8 hours a day and you miss 5 days and you've missed a week's worth of pay, you can tell them what your pay rate is and you can tell them what they ought to pay you. That does not mean they have a right to your employment file. And you shouldn't be giving them your employment file.
No, you shouldn't. There's case law protecting you on that. And so, we got a break coming up, but right after the break, I want to get back to this insurance adjuster authority. And also, we're going to cover the question with you. What if you loan your car to somebody? Well, what insurance applies? How do you protect yourself? And are you responsible and liable if you loan your car out to a friend to go to the store or whatever? Are you responsible if they get into an accident? So we got a break coming up. We're going to cover those questions after the break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. You can call us anytime. We are injury attorneys. We've been helping injured victims for over 25 years. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. We have an office in Steamboat Springs, and we do cases all over the state of Colorado. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected, and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollack. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell and Pollack, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollack.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell and Pollack on Facebook, and you can follow Bell and Pollack on Twitter. Bell and Pollack, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Today, we're talking about myths in insurance coverage, insurance practices, car insurance accidents. What's true? What's fact? What's false? What's fiction? How do we sort it all out? We're going to sort it out for you today. We did last week. We started the show, and we're going to finish it up today. There are a lot of myths out there. You know, we are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. You can find us on the web at championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. And don't forget, Brad and I just wrote a new book. It's called Don't Get Hurt Twice in the Same Accident, Once in the Accident, and Again on the Insurance Claim. Don't let it happen to you. You can go to our website. You can download the book. It's free. It's right there for you, and it's information that's very helpful to you. Okay, we're right before the break. We were talking about a couple of things. These insurance adjusters have limited authority. You know, I don't think people realize the adjuster they're talking to sometimes has only $3,000 of authority, $5,000 of authority, and they get a bonus if they bring your case in under that authority.
Sure. That's one of the things sometimes you want to talk to the adjuster about. Now, you've got to understand where you are in the process of what's going on. If you're talking to an adjuster and they're just gathering information and you're making sure the information is appropriate that would be given to them, then you're just talking to an adjuster who's really an investigator. Their job is to gather the information.
Great point.
When they start talking numbers, now you want to talk about people who have the authority to talk numbers. Are they able to talk about what kind of amounts of money you think your case is worth? And how are you going to determine what your case is worth? Well, there's a lot of factors, but remember, one of them is, have you talked to, do you know if anybody's talked to your doctor or any doctors who can tell you what your future losses are? The myth that somehow you can just arrive at what the amount is by looking at what you've spent so far is not accurate. You cannot do that. You've got to be able to look into the future and get an idea of what your lost income is going to be and what your medical bills are going to be as you have further needs and care.
You know, sometimes you cannot predict what your medical outcome is going to be, so you need to wait. That's why we try to teach you against having a quick settlement. If you have a quick settlement, you sign the papers, your case is over, and in 6 months you determine you have to have surgery, or in 9 months you determine your concussion is permanent, or 12 months or 18 months it's permanent. Well, you've got a problem because your case is over with. So you don't want to let that happen to you. These adjusters do have limited authority. They're supposed to bring these cases in under their authority, and they don't like to go call their supervisor or elevate your case to another level. They know how to analyze damages. They know how to analyze injuries, but their job is to get rid of you for the smallest amount of money possible. We've covered in previous shows about how they do property damage and how they adjust those cases. But right now we're talking about your injury cases and these myths. And so we're trying to say they're not going to initially pay you a fair amount. You've got to present your claim. You've got to do it the way that we teach you, and you're not going to give all your private information to them. You know, Brad said just a minute ago that you're not going to go sign a release to let them get your personnel file, to let them get all your work records. Why? You're not going to send them a release to let them get all your doctor's records forever. We've covered that many times. Brad, let's talk about right now the doctrine of negligent entrustment. What does that mean? That's a bunch of legal talk. But suppose you loan your car to somebody, and they go out and they have an accident. Let's talk about how the person who loaned the car can be held responsible and liable. I think people ask us that question all the time.
Well, you've just entrusted your car to somebody. You've entrusted it. You've given it to somebody. You know they're going to use it. You know they're going to drive. You know they're going to be out on the road. Now, the question you've got to ask is, where are they going? What are they doing? And are they good drivers, bad drivers? Do they even have a license? Are they insured? Are they responsible people? Do they have a bad driving record? Why don't they have a car? What's the reason why they don't have a
car?
That's
a great question.
You ought to be right on top of that, saying, well, what happened? Did you wreck your car? Do you not have a car? Did you lose your license? What resulted in the reason why you don't have a car? Do you even know if the person has a license, if they borrowed the car from you? And for parents or relatives, brothers and sisters, we have a lot of people where it's more than one adult living in the household. Are you handing the keys over to somebody who's not responsible? Because if you're doing that, you're leaving yourself in a situation where it's going to be very, very bad. That's all I can tell you. You're going to be very sorry for what happened, because you're going to leave yourself in a situation where you're going to be paying for their mistake because you negligently entrusted. You handed over the keys to the car. You gave the car to somebody, and you're letting them drive off.
Right. And in the normal situation, and there's many exceptions, to the normal situation. The normal situation is you loan your car to somebody else. Your insurance, your own car insurance, is going to follow the car. So if they have an accident, your car insurance is going to be involved. Your car insurance is going to have to cover the situation. And you say, well, that's not fair. Well, that's what's going to happen. Maybe the driver has their own car insurance, but yours is going to be primary, and it's going to cover. And so if they injure somebody seriously, then your car insurance is going to have to cover this, and you weren't even involved in the accident.
So if you're thinking nothing bad can happen if you just lend your car to somebody, that's a myth. something bad can happen. A lot of bad things can happen. It can even exceed. I mean, this isn't one where they're just saying, hey, we're going to make your insurance kick in. This could be one where they can be trying to hold you personally liable for handing your keys over. This is especially important for any of you employers out there who are listening. If you're just handing the keys over to employees to drive the car or the company truck for some reason, now you're going, well, I'm insured under it. You may be putting yourself right in the middle of an obligation to pay for somebody's injuries because you've handed the keys over to somebody whom you have not checked to see if they are responsible people who should be behind the wheel.
Exactly. Now, let's use the basic example. It's in all the case books, all the law books. You give your keys in your car to a drunk driver. They're drunk when you give you the keys to them. You know what it is. You know they're drunk or you suspect they are. You should know. Well, then that's a classic example where your car insurance is going to follow the car and you're going to have to cover the person who the drunk driver injured. But also, and you need to listen to this, you could be held personally responsible and liable. Are you insured for that? For turning your keys over. That's a separate act. That's different than the drunk driver injuring somebody. It's all one of the part of the transaction, but it's a different part of the transaction. So do you have insurance to cover that?
You may not. They may not. That's a myth if you think I just have insurance to cover that. Because insurance companies don't necessarily insure handing keys over to a drunk driver and letting the drunk driver go off and drive. Think about it in your own mind. That's going to be a tough case to get your self-protection when it happens.
We are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. We've been in practice for over 25 years helping injured victims. And I tell you what, we've developed a legal game plan. We're the only attorneys and law firm that has a legal game plan. We trademark protected that concept so that you can be the beneficiary of our experience and our legal game plan point by point to help you understand what the insurance company is going to do to you. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. But you know, Brad, you brought up a good subject a minute ago. What if you're the employer and you say, well, we have a Christmas party, we have a party, we have a birthday party, we have a celebration, or as you've done, I've done some cases, there was a Friday night celebration every Friday night. And so the employer turns these keys over to the trucks or to the cars, and they think, well, and the people are drunk, and they put, well, I'm going to be insured. Well, you may not be insured.
You may not be insured. That's a myth. You better check really quick. And I think most insurance companies are going to say they're not too excited about insuring that situation where you're going to be opening up the bottles and allowing people to drink like crazy and take off from your premises. That employer may find themselves paying a lot of money out of their own pocket.
Right. Let's talk about a different variation of that same concept. They're not drunk. You hand the keys over to somebody. Well, if they're not drunk, you say, here's a myth for you. You say, well, I'm okay. They're good. They're not drunk. They're not under the influence of drugs or alcohol, so I'm good. Well, you may not be good. What is their driving record? You know that, Brad. You're very good at doing this kind of stuff. So what happens to people?
Yeah. The question is do you have somebody who has a history of driving incorrectly or improperly? Do you have somebody who has a history of being irresponsible with the car or with the way they drive? And that you should be able to look and say, that's not a person that I would want on the streets, or that's not a person that I would want driving my car, or that I want to be driving down the road alongside of. You say, well, gee, just because they have that kind of record doesn't mean they're a bad driver. Yeah, it does. If you got somebody with a history of a number of accidents, how about a history of repeated traffic violations such as speeding or running stop signs or running lights, somebody who's got repeated violations of careless driving. These are people that they may still be able to get a car on their own. Nobody's saying they can't get a car. They may find themselves not being able to get insurance, although our laws with the minimum mandatory insurance push insurance companies to put them in rated companies, but they're having to pay an excessive amount of premium to get that policy. So when you're handing the keys over to them, even if they're not drunk, even if you think they're okay, if they may be people who an insurance company would have charged triple the premium or right, a huge premium to get a very minimum basic policy because they're not responsible people. Now you're handing keys over to them on a car where you shouldn't be doing it. You should be saying, look, I'm sorry. I'm not going to let you drive my car.
Right. And so the myth is, well, I'm not going to be held responsible, but you are. And Brad, let's cover this one. We've been asked this question a million times, it seems like. Okay. So, and the question is, Brad, you've got to be kidding me. How do I know what their driving record is? Maybe they had a DUI 10 years ago. Maybe they had a DUI, another one 8 years ago, another one 6 years ago. Maybe they had careless driving, speeding, reckless driving. I don't know that. And besides, how am I supposed to be charged with all this information? And why am I being held responsible? All I did was just give them the keys to my car.
Listen, if you're giving the keys to your car, you're giving the keys to a very expensive item, to something that's important to you. You probably want to find out. A lot of this, once again, comes from relatives, family members, people you know, people or friends that you've known for a long time. You know they got a bad driving record. You know they got a bad history. It doesn't even take a driving record. If you're living in the household with somebody who you know has a tendency to go down to the local bar every single night and get drunk and drive home, then you can't be giving them your car.
No, great
That's
point.
It. It doesn't matter, because when they get in an accident and I'm representing the person that got hurt, I'm representing the injured party, I'm going to find out whether or not this person drinks on a regular basis and drives home with alcohol in their system on a regular basis. And if they do it, and I find that you've been giving them the car on a regular basis to do it, I'm going to be looking to you for compensation.
Exactly. We try to educate you on this show. We got a break coming up, and right after the break, we're going to cover the final myth here for today, and that is, all I really need is liability insurance, right? Wait till after the break. This is a Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected, and your life is affected, and you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company, and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell and Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell and Pollock on Facebook, and you can follow Bell and Pollock on Twitter. Bell and Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. We've been represented injured victims for over 25 years. We do car crash cases, big ones, medium, small ones. We represent injured workers. On-the-job injuries, you can call us 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. And our website, championsofthepeople.com. Okay, Brad, for the last myth for today, the myth is, well, all I need is liability coverage. I just want to, that's mandatory, so I'm just all I need, and so I'm just good to go.
No, you need other insurances. You need MedPay in the highest amount you can afford. You must have MedPay. Get MedPay. Do not sign it away, do not waive it. You need underinsured and uninsured motorist coverage. You need it. You have to have it. Do not sign it away. Get it in the highest amount you can. You may need collision insurance. You may need comprehensive insurance. If you don't know what those are, look at our website. Give us a call. Call your insurance agent. If they don't explain it to you, you probably need those policies. You may need an umbrella policy or an all-inclusive policy. Don't give that up. They're not that expensive, and it could be very, very protective of you. There's a lot of insurance you need.
You know, people call us every week. They email us every week with insurance questions. You can, too. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. We are injury attorneys to help you. We have an office in Steamboat Springs, 970-870-8989. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.